Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Scaling Up to Eight Figures Podcast, Season 3, Episode number 58. This is Identifying and Strengthening Your Brand Personality. Welcome to Scaling Up to Eight Figure Podcast. Hi, I'm your host, Victoria. Building an eight-figure business is intentional and not accidental. I equip entrepreneurs with the skill set to become a million-dollar entrepreneur. Join me each week as we give proven strategies on positioning your brand, marketing, execution, people, business assets, and more. So now let's get started. We hear so much about brand, brand personality, brand promise, but I love the subject because branding pretty much is everything. If someone does not identify with your brand, they will not patronize your business. So I'm going to talk a little bit about identifying your brand personality and then what you can do to strengthen your brand personality. Okay, so five traits of a brand personality. So we kind of want to figure out when did branding become so important. A brand became important when people started identifying with the brand. So let's take, for instance, Pepsi. When you think of Pepsi, people think of a young personality. That's what they think of Pepsi. Harley Davidson can be considered rugged. BMW and Audi and Louis Vuitton are considered sophisticated. So is Versace. When you think of these brands, the first thing that comes to mind is that particular brand. Now, I always used to say, if you thought of ketchup, you thought of Heinz. If you thought of Xerox, you thought of Xerox. That's when you know your brand has really, really hit the pinnacle because you think of it as just one choice and not several choices. So what is it, a brand personality? What does it matter? And how do you get one? Well, let's start with five brand personalities, go into a little bit of detail, and then help you identify how to strengthen yours. Sincerity is a brand personality. And so how is sincerity a brand personality? Well, basically, politicians are a brand, and they would probably like to be considered a brand personality of sincerity. You notice the characteristics. Most of the time, people that are noble are considered down-to-earth, honest, cheerful. But the one thing that you think of when you think of sincerity is being down-to-earth. That's what you think of when you think of some people like Nelson Mandela, Martin Luther King, Gandhi. Those are sincere brands of people. And you can think of sincere products and services. The Honest brand, which touts about being honest when it comes to nothing in the ingredients that are not good for you and your children, when you're giving certain brands of food for your children. Gerber, you think of a sincere brand because you're trusting them. Sincerity and trust kind of goes together. When we think of Walt Disney or Universal Studios, we wouldn't usually say that's something that we think of as far as being exciting. We would think of it as not one of those, but maybe more on sincerity. So if we look at number two, we look at competence. When we look at competence, that is one that a lot of businesses like to fall in when it comes to when people think of their brand personality. And one of those is being competent in what you do, coming across competent. Competence is a very good brand, and it is denoting when you have more than one area of competence in your business. But when someone looks to get something done, they look at the competence for your business as a trait for going to your business for skill set of competence. There are several manufacturers that give off the vibe of competence. There's other several brands that give off the vibe of competence. But competence is one that's very important. Volvo, Oracle, I would say they give off reliable, intellectual, successful, Warren Buffett, Microsoft, those give off a brand of competence. When you look at brand personality and you want to look at sophistication, there are so many people that actually purchase based on the brand, very important, the brand personality. if you're an older person and you're trying to court your politician and you're trying to court younger viewers, you probably might think of some brand personality that makes you look cool and hip, whether it be drinking a beer, whether it be having a Pepsi, but that's what you want to put into, well, wow, they must be cool because they're drinking that brand. That's real strong branding when something you drink will give someone the indication that you have that personality based on that brand. So we look at Versace, Rolex, a lot of individual brands that actually have the brand of sophistication. Between competence and sophistication, and that's one that a lot of brands like to fall in. And the reason is because it's usually higher-end money. Your hiring clients want competence. They want to be known with the brand that's reliable, successful, intelligent. So when you think of Versace, Rolls-Royce, Rolex, most people denote that with financial wealth. And so you want your brand to be known for that. And there are also colors that go with certain types of brand. Purple denotes wealth. So you may see a lot of brand personality when it comes to sophistication in purple. Now, when you look at ruggedness, you may think of a Jeep. Jeep is known for rugged. It's known for, you know, toughness. That's a brand. You see the truck commercials when they talk about, you know, throwing dirt in here and doing this. And it's so funny when you look at that versus a Volvo, which is known for safety. So theirs would fall under, you know, a sincerity. When you look at the different brands, and then the last one is excitement. Exciting. You want to be known as just an exciting brand, fun, and you can't wait to get there. You can't wait to do it. And you see commercials where people are running and they're jumping. Now, I always like to say, okay, it's easy to put a brand on, but is it really you? Can you carry that off? Does it really come across sincere? Are you really an exciting person? Are you kind of dull, you know, and you're just pretending like you're exciting? I would say when you're looking at strengthening your brand personality, since we've identified the five, do not take on a brand personality that is not naturally you. You want something that when someone closes their eyes, since you're trying to look at branding your business to the point where you become a million-dollar entrepreneur. There is no way you're going to become a million-dollar entrepreneur if you do not have a clear-cut direction of your brand personality and where others identify with that brand for you. Very, very important. So when you're strengthening your brand, I would suggest that you do this. Take a piece of paper, draw you, them. Speak to people about what they feel about you personally, and what they feel about your brand, your company, what they feel when they think of you. Have them write down five or six things that they think about you personally and your brand. And then you do the exercise yourself. You write down five or six things that you think about yourself and what you think about your brand. Compare the two. See what overlaps. What is the one, two, three words that are used throughout when it comes to your brand personality or you? That is what you need to pay attention to, because that is what people identify as your brand personality. Even though you may try to come across exciting, somebody else may think you're dull and boring. You may try to come across competent, somebody else may not think so. So do yourself a favor and take that exercise. Get a great feel for what someone thinks of you, because they always say there's you, there's your business, and what is really thought of about your business by others. And that is what your brand is. Remember, your brand is not your logo, your design. That's a part of it. Your brand is what others think of your brand. That's your brand. So when you're positioning, keep that in mind. Do the exercise. I think you'll find it very, very, very helpful. So I hope that this episode was informative, insightful, and impactful. Make sure you join me next week, and we will give you another episode on cash, people. And I think next week we're going to talk about execution. That's one of my favorite ones. So episode number 59, we're going to talk about how to make sure that you're implementing your execution. And you can have everything in place, your strategy ready to go, but if you're not executing, it doesn't matter. It's like it's a moot point. So We love social media, so please visit us on social media at Facebook, 8-Figure Business Coach, Instagram, 8-Figure Business, LinkedIn, 8-Figure Business Coach, Twitter, 8-Figure Coach, or leave a comment in the comment section about this episode, or download this episode and subscribe to our podcast. Remember, we truly love social media. And until then, have a fantastic week.